Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola, what is up? What is up? What is up? Hello, champion. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Welcome back to the show. Saturday Nation, over 222 countries, not 221, over 222. The latest stats in from all the different statistical factories that report back to me show that data. Anywho, just having some fun on a Thursday morning, November 14th, 2019, talking about being vague doesn't pay, being vague. Vague doesn't pay. What's that mean? Well, let's dive into it. You ever got that? You ever seen that post online? And, or, you know, have anybody talking, hey, do you know anybody that would be interested in unlimited residual income in an industry that's recognized as a billion-dollar industry by the year 2032? You ever seen that post? You know what I'm talking about, right? No, I don't even know. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about, let alone know anybody that would be interested in trying to decipher what you just told me. And it's that classic recruiting type of post, you know. Hey, Sam, do you know anybody that would be interested in a $8 billion industry that you work 30 minutes a month and you can retire on the income in less than 90 days? It's like, come on, man. That's so vague. First of all, it's so stupid, but it's so vague. And look, embarrassingly enough, I got caught. I think anybody and any who's ever tried to sell anything or become an entrepreneur, you are always in some kind of network marketing or multi-level marketing. And by the way, I always say this, that I have a lot of friends in that industry who do very well because they're authentic. They're not vague. You know, they would never in a million years put that post on the internet. They would be really straight up front about what they do, what the product is, and you know, how to connect with them. That's why I give my cell phone number out to people, you know, texting me or getting on the calendar, because they know exactly what I do. I help you, and we get to, and it's guaranteed that you will find the message inside of you to share, whether it's your business, your brick and mortar business, your online business, whether you want to be a speaker, trainer, seminar leader, podcaster, whatever that is, you got to have a winning message. Everything in life engages around that message of you clearly communicate what it is, the result that you bring. You know, by the way, you want on my calendar? Sweet. Go to launchwithsam.com, book your 30-minute call, and I'll call you. Launchwithsam.com. But being vague, just forget business. Just being vague in general. You know, people are talking about, hey, what do you do? Well, you know, I'm doing good. Things are all right. Fair to Midland. Not bad for a Wednesday. Blah, 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 blah. None of that. That stuff is so corporate water cooler kind of talk. It's so hilarious because we all aim to avoid the corporate water cooler type talk that's so surfacey, so fake, so phony, yet we find ourselves engaging in it. You know what I mean? How you doing? Great, man. Things are going really good. Really good. What's up? No. Here's the more vague you are, you're hiding behind this. You're really masking this kind of pain. You know, not to go all Dr. Phil on the show, but let me tell you something. As somebody who got an F in psychology at Penn State, let me explain to you how psychology works. You know, when you are saying those types of just general statements, you know, you're not really specific about what you do, what your message is, how you doing out there. You know, you're always kind of vague like most people out there. You're afraid to share what it is that you truly do. Maybe it's because you don't know what you do. Maybe it's you don't know how you help people. You don't know what you do day to day. That's why so many people in the job, in the workforce, love their title. You know, I'm an operations sales manager for an advertising company. Whoa. Dude, that is amazing. I have no idea what that means, but that is a great title. I'll tell you, man, people are married to their titles at their job. married. Why would you be married to a title? Like, why would it matter if you're district manager, regional president, vice president of sales? Like, why do you, like, why does that make you happy? Because you know the work that you put into that. Now, nobody has any idea what you do. And quite honestly, probably nobody cares because you're not being specific enough. Like, I'm vice president regional sales for an advertising company. All right, dude, seriously? Okay. Yay! Give me the seal clap. Like we do in the sales meeting. Yay! But imagine this. Imagine if you didn't have to hide behind a title. The reason why people are so married to that title is it represents all the work they put in, all the butt kissing they had to do. They had to be a lemming. They had to fall in line. They had to be a good soldier. You're not rewarded in the corporate world for having intelligence. You're rewarded in the corporate world for being loyal. You're a loyal lemming, a little follower. You stayed in the game 40 years. Now we'll give you the nice title, and here's your gold watch, and we're just going to put you out to pasture. And I cannot tell you how many people end up in my coaching program that are about 15 years into the job and realize they realized it before, but now it's starting to hurt. It's like having that heartburn that turns into a real pain. You're like, oh my God, I got to go see a doctor. You know, this is way too painful. Because it's okay to tolerate it in your 20s, because we all do that. I mean, you get through your 20s is a breeze. You know, we think when we're in our 20s that it's actually difficult. It's not. It's the easiest part of your life. And then you get into your 30s, you get married, you have kids, and now you're thinking, okay, wow, ooh, this hurts a little bit. I don't really. Ooh, feeling a little bit kind of handcuffed here, but all right, got to have the health insurance, got to have the 401k, got to keep the money coming in, but ooh, boy, this is getting a little, and then you get into your 40s, you're like, I can't breathe, oh my God, what the hell I've been doing for 20 years, oh, I'm trapped, is there a way out? Of course there's a way out. You gotta quit identifying with whatever title it is that somebody gave you, you know, and go back and ask yourself this question: who were you before the world told you what to be? Who were you before the world went and told you who you should be? You know, I couldn't answer that question. Before the world, you know, told me who I was a carefree, I was a partying guy, late teens, early 20s, and the guy loved the great party, man. But I wasn't out to hurt anybody. I was just out to have a great time, you know, and I didn't really care what a lot of people, I just didn't care. I never thought about what anybody was thinking about me. And there was no cell phones when I grew up, so I didn't get on Instagram and figure, oh my God, somebody went to a party without me. And then I get into my 20s and into my 30s, and I'm like, oh man, I really got to fall in line. I mean, I'm making $100,000, salary, stock options. I can't screw this up. And then you talk about the golden handcuffs, man. I was about 35 years old, and I started to feel a shortness of breath, literally and figuratively. I'll never forget 2002. I drove myself. My wife was in the passenger seat. I thought I was having a heart attack, so of course I drove, you know. And I probably shared this on a podcast 10 years ago. I don't think I've talked about it in a long time. I thought in 2002 that I was having a heart attack. I drove myself. It was a summertime. I was working my ass off in corporate, and I had no life. I was overweight, and I had a Dumb and Dumber haircut, so I was probably 30 pounds overweight with the worst freaking $6 haircut. Yeah, it's like somebody put a bowl on my head. I just looked like horrible. Like somebody put an air pump up my butt and blew it up, and I got into this huge like John Candy-like person in Uncle Buck. And then I got no hair, and I'm driving myself to the emergency room with a heart attack. Now, they hooked me up to the EKG monitor and all that. I don't even know why I'm telling this story, but hey, we're here. So they hooked me up to an EKG and all that stuff. Turned out it was fine. It was not anything abnormal. The guy's like, dude, you're like stressed out beyond belief. I know, man. And it was right around then. It's okay. I'm 34 years old. I thought I was having a heart attack. I got to figure out my life. And that's when I started down the entrepreneurial trail, because the only thing I ever cared about was being free. And nobody ever told me I could be free. And I never knew. I didn't know this whole world of, I kind of knew the Zig Ziglar thing, but even Zig was, they would always bring Zig up or Brian Tracy and show videos. And that would always be positioned in the corporate world. You want to go up that corporate ladder and get promoted, then you got to help enough people get what they want so you can get what you want. And I love that. That's true. That's a great statement. But it was kind of like we were brainwashed in corporate. Like, you help the boss look good, and then you'll get promoted. It's like this propaganda where they would take a Zig Ziglar saying, twist it around so it would look good in corporate. And finally, I got out of the matrix, man, and I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. changed my life, and I was never the same again. I read Think and Grow Rich, which at that time for me was a little too deep. Like, it's an amazing book. I know Bob Proctor teaches on it for the past 60 years, and it really is a treasure of information, but it was kind of too deep for me at that time. I read a lot of books just about Russ Whitney. I read his book. I went to his real estate boot camp. This was almost 20 years ago now. Holy cow. But I always gravitated to books and CDs, audio CDs I was listening to, books on tape, at the library because they were free. I'd go to the Cincinnati Public Library downtown on 10th Street, and I would use my library card, and I would take out audiobooks, Robert Kiyosaki and Russ Whitney and things like that. And I would listen to these because I always resonated more with the man or woman who was kind of bootstrapping a business. I never really resonated with the big corporate motivational stuff. I resonated more with the every man, every woman out there who kind of started with nothing, built something big, and there wasn't these layers and layers between me and them. At least that's how I felt. I think that's why this podcast is so, dare I say, successful, is because people think, Sam, I already know you, man. If you see, like I could see at the grocery store, I see you mowing your lawn. And you will. I do all the grocery shopping. I mow the lawn. I do all this. Pick my kids up. Just drop my daughter at school, because I don't ever want to be that doofus that thinks he's better than you are. So things stopped going from vague, like I want to be motivated and I want to be a millionaire, I want it to very specific. When I started getting specific with my self-talk, like I want to buy my first rental property. And it happened in the summer of 2002. Bought my first rental property for $20,000. I used a 0% APR credit card check from Discover. And I wrote the whole check to myself for 20 grand that got me the ability to leverage to buy that 2-unit. And then I started getting paid rent, and I was making an extra $300 a month. Not a big deal, but that was as much as my corporate raise was, guys. What $60,000 salary in 2002, I got a 5% raise. What's that? $3,000. I immediately gave myself that same bonus. And by the way, I was working my ass off to get that 5%. I immediately gave myself that bonus just by leveraging a credit card check at 0% interest for a year. Okay. And then went on to buy 40 more units of real estate property from what I learned. And I'm telling you all that because you've got to get specific with what you want. You got to stop being vague to telling other people what it is you do, as well as telling yourself what it is that you want and what it is that you do. You have no idea how powerful you are. I know that because I had no idea how powerful I was. I had no idea how much I was going to piss people off just by going for my dream either. That was crazy. Like, I thought everybody would be happy for me, and that's the one thing I want to caution you with as well. When you become successful, people are going to become jealous. They're going to judge you. They're going to think you think that you're better than them, which that doesn't matter at all. None of that is even true, but they're going to be like, you change. And my response was, of course I've changed. Do you think I worked this hard to stay the same? Of course I've changed. You should try it. It actually feels good to not be a lemming, to not think like everybody else, to not follow the herd, to not want to be a mediocre life. It feels good. It really does. You should try it. So here's my charge to you today. All right. Be specific in speaking to what it is that you do. Tell other people. Don't say, I'm a VP of sales and that's boring. It's everybody does that stuff. And you don't have to brag. I'm just saying, when it comes up in conversation, say, you know what? I work with men and women if you're a VP of sales of the region. Say, I work with men and women in a 3-state area, showing them and teaching them how to live their best life through the greatest industry in the world, which is sales. I help them have the best day ever. I mean, I would actually say that at a cocktail party or something. And people are going to look at you like, you arrogant ass. But other people are going to be like, wow, man, that's amazing. Don't ever apologize for being passionate. So many people have to apologize. I know I did good. I'm sorry. No, don't ever apologize for having success, for being passionate about life. I don't. I'm not out to offend anybody, but I know you're going to offend people just because you're excited. And what a shame that is in the world that we live in, that we got to apologize for being excited about what it is that we do. But step one is actually getting excited. It's understanding your best days have not even occurred yet. You've got so much greatness inside of you, but stop being vague in what it is that you want, and stop being vague if you truly love what you do and telling other people what that is, and get excited about that, man. People say, hey, Sam, what do? I'm a speaker, trainer, podcaster, run seminars around the country, and I coach people. I'm an elite business coach teaching people how to really monetize their message. I mean, it flows out. It was only 8 seconds right there, right? Or something like that. Probably felt like 8 minutes to other people. Is this guy ever going to stop talking about himself? But I want you to understand that I love what I do. That's all. That's all I'm doing. Because I think of everybody, How great would this place be if everybody stopped bitching and moaning about what it is that they do and start getting really excited about the future and the people that they work with and how much significance they feel is added to their life? That's all. You know, you're not out to offend anybody, but why would you ever apologize for being excited about what you do? Doesn't make any sense to me. So stop being vague and stop using your title if you're in corporate. Start telling people what it really is that you love to do. And I would love to help you bring the message out. Go to launchwithsam.com, get on my calendar, and I will teach you specifically how to monetize that message. All right? It's a new day. Let's get after it. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.